Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They're cleaning up from weekend tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma, a prediction on the presidential election, and Zeke could be back to help Dak. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. There's a mess to clean up in at least three Texas counties struck by tornadoes over the weekend. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Friday afternoon, very unstable conditions pressed into central and north Texas, spinning off 10 tornadoes in three counties. Two in Hill County, four in McLennan, and four more in Navarro County. Their strength was measured from EF0 to EF2. There was just one 2 in Hill County near Penelope. Its path was through mostly rural areas, so the damage was limited to some outbuildings. Very heavy rain accompanied these storms, causing flooding in the same three counties. Fortunately, no injuries have been reported so far. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sunday morning storms in Everman dumped 2 to 4 inches of rain per hour, flooding one neighborhood south of I-20. Several homeowners had to wade through waist-deep water inside their homes, causing evacuations and forcing them to seek shelter. The city of Everman and the Red Cross have opened up the local civic center for flooded-out residents. The shelter will provide snacks, water, disaster assistance, and other resources. It is free and open to the public. It was a different story just 100 miles to our north, where several southern Oklahoma towns took direct hits. Storm chaser Michael Beard says there's widespread damage after an EF3 tornado in Marietta, which is on I-35 just 25 miles north of Gainesville.
You hear a lot of the times the term looks like a bomb blew up, exactly what it looks like. Debris everywhere, stuff wrapped around power lines, homes missing roofs, buildings just completely destroyed. Where all that's left is the steel beams that were the skeleton of the building.
The storms also caused major damage in Sulphur, Oklahoma, in the southern part of the state, where an EF tornado leveled buildings and damaged homes. At least 4 people are dead in Oklahoma, including a 4-month-old. Classes resumed today at Arlington Bowie High School, where a student was murdered last week. Senior Atavian Barnes died from multiple gunshot wounds. A classmate, Julian Howard, is facing a murder charge. The campus was closed Thursday and Friday. Students returned to find additional crisis counselors on campus. Also, students returned to class at Dallas Roosevelt High School, where 2 students were wounded in a drive-by shooting last week. The campus was closed Friday. A history professor is predicting a victory for President Biden in November.
Alan Lichtman has correctly predicted nearly every presidential election since 1984. Now, he incorrectly predicted Al Gore would win in 2000, but he believes that was a stolen election. Lichtman says a lot would have to go wrong for Biden to lose to former President Donald Trump. Polls, however, show Biden is in trouble nationally and behind in several swing states. Lichtman defended his prediction, telling the Daily Mail that polls 6 to 7 months before an election have zero predictive value. Lichtman says there are some things working in Trump's favor, though, and that'd be a significant third-party challenger and the protests on college campuses. From the 24-hour news center, Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A financial advisor who targeted elderly clients for a fraud scheme has been sentenced to 5 years in prison by a Fort Worth federal judge. 43-year-old Dusty Sternadel used a complicated money transfer scheme to defraud 10 seniors out of more than $1 million. Federal prosecutors say most of the victims were in cognitive decline. Sternadel pleaded guilty in January. I-45 between Dallas and Houston will be a test ground for self-driving tractor trailers. KRLD's Kristen Yates has the story.
Later this year, Aurora Innovation plans to start hauling freight with 20 driverless trucks. Within 3 or 4 years, Aurora and competitors expect to put thousands of self-driving trucks on freeways nationwide. The trucks can run nearly round the clock without any brakes, so the goal would be to speed the flow of goods, accelerate delivery times, and maybe lower costs. But safety advocates are still skeptical, saying that with limited federal regulation, it will be mainly up to companies to determine when or if the semis are safe enough to operate without humans on board. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
37 Texas peace officers who made the ultimate sacrifice were honored this weekend in Austin. Governor Abbott recognized those men and women at the Texas Peace Officers Memorial Ceremony, awarding a Texas Medal of Honor to a member of each family. Abbott says the memorial ceremony and monument outside the state capitol are eternal reminders of the unsung Texas heroes taken too soon. In his 7 years with the Dallas Cowboys, Zeke Elliott had a lot of big highlights.
Zeke, a move to the 30. Zeke the sideline. Zeke to the Steelers 30. 20 and 10 and touchdown. And how about that?
Now he'll have a chance to make some new memories. NFL.com reporting that Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys have agreed to a deal for him to come back to the team just as long as he passes a physical. Zeke is the third leading rusher in Cowboys history. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.